Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
This is Low Moon Outsiders, and the story continues.
That's really annoying because if I face them, the other guy's behind me. Wait, he's the big intimidator?
Oh, no, I did it wrong, sorry. There you go.
Okay. All right. I'll just hit one of the bigger guys.
Okay. Roll to hit, sir.
Here it comes. 15.
That'll definitely hit.
Max damage again. 15 points.
Okay.
And structure roll. 7.
You rolled a 7?
Yeah.
Okay. He is not dead.
Dang it.
Close, but no cigar. He is still there. Oh, he did take a hearty hit. And he returns fire. And he missed with a shield parry.
Shield parry.
You don't want a shield parry?
Did I successfully shield parry?
It seems like it. The other guy missed. The flanker.
It's just gambling on the second one.
The flanker hit.
What's the benefit in not shield parry?
Guess he missed, and then I can shield parry the second guy.
4 points of damage.
Oh. Okay.
The second guy missed as well.
Got it.
If you shield parried either of the first two guys, they both missed. The third guy was the guy who hit. The flanker. Which yeah, you couldn't shield parry him because he was on your right side.
I wasn't going to shield parry. Even if I could.
Okay.
He's the weak guy.
That was in six. Oh, okay, so also in six, a stirred fires. Alright, let's see. And this guy right here takes an arrow in the head. And he goes down. Weird guy. Okay. So Astrid picked off one that was in front of Clune. Okay. Also in six, Herrick moves in and will attempt a coup de grace on the guy that he entangled, which he will do. So this guy is dead. Okay. And five.
When do I get my second attack? In three?
Ish, yes. You can't go first in three. So, it's technically two. But, all right, so you've got one guy in front of you. You see Chiron to your right, who's wrapped by three guys. Lucas to your left, who's wrapped by three guys, but he's on horseback. So that's what you got. So you've got a guy in front of you here, and you've got three here, and three here.
Can I go, like, in between these two and do a dagger at me?
They're probably not close enough, unfortunately.
I'll just go after the guy who's in front of me.
Yep.
One guy not.
If you clear him, then you could start to potentially deal with archers, because those archers aren't going to be a problem. The more bugbears die, the more they're going to be shooting you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hide behind a tree briefly. That's a temporary solution.
No, I'll just charge that guy. And I'll hit him with both daggers. So does attacking with both daggers still count as one attack?
No, it's two.
Okay, because I'm 3 for 2 on attacks, and I attacked so with both last turn.
Right, so this turn you actually get 4s, 2 for each dagger.
Oh, okay, cool.
So you'll do 2, and then 2 later. But
oh, that's
it's still 4 attacks, so you'll get 1 dagger, then he'll attack, and then you'll do the other 3.
Okay.
If he had 2 attacks, it'd be you, then him, then you, then him, like that, so... So roll 1 to hit.
8.
8 is hit. And then that is what you need to hit also. They are AC 5.
3.
This is the unwounded guy, right?
And I will do I'll do 15 breath weapon again.
How much was the dice roll?
The dice roll was 3 plus 3 is 6.
Okay, and he goes down. Electrical damage. Eight-bit electrical damage. Okay, so he is down. So you are not engaged at the moment. Okay, so you actually have three more attacks. While they were not close enough for you to like double stab, you could get your second two daggers attacks on this guy by moving over there in between. So the ones that come later in the round, you can move over there and attack him twice more. Okay. You were in five, right? Okay, and we got a four. Really do use these correctly. That's the problem. Ooh, what'd you get there? Oh.
Yeah. I wanted to see if there was butter, but I didn't want to miss my discount.
Okay, we're in four.
I'm three.
Okay. Alright. So, bugbears on Lucas have already gone. Bugbear in the woods is toast. So now we're in three.
All right. Taking two attacks.
All right. So they appear to be strong enough to withstand, but if you want to split your attacks between targets, you should actually roll two initiatives for future reference. You have one guy that's heavily wounded. I assume you're going to try to finish him.
Yeah.
So take the first attack on him. And if he goes down, I'll let you have another one on somebody else.
AC 4.
That's a hit. They're AC 5.
11 points.
Okay, he goes down.
All right.
Hacked him in the side. Okay, the other guys will attack you before you take your second attack. One is a miss. That was shield parried, obviously. And one is a miss.
We see three on the next guy.
Also hit.
Four. 6 points.
Okay, still there. Okay. Then you are moving over to assist Chiron. You may take, we're at the end of the round, you may take your two dagger attacks on the one on front of him.
Oh, I get my second attack.
Oh, yep, go ahead.
Is he going to attack me at all, or can I roll both?
He does not get to attack. He already attacked Chiron.
Okay, first one is 10, and the second one is 6.
So the 6 is a miss, because we know you need an 8 to hit, so. This guy was...
6 plus the 14.
Okay, and he goes down.
Well, the same guy, and I hit him for 14 points.
And he goes down. They're getting slimmer. The melee troops are. Oops, he landed on his feet. Okay, and then.
Did my horse attack?
Yes, he missed three times. Sorry, it happens. Okay. Yes. It's pretty good that he's attacking. They didn't timid it out of him. Great. Okay. We're down to... That's it. We're done. Melee, initiative, or sorry, I should say, beginning of a new round, initiative.
I just realized, I've been using my defensive adjustment as my combat.
Well, that's going to slow you down just a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think it matters, because I don't think anyone went 5.
It doesn't matter. I'm not worried about it. Okay.
I rolled a 5, so I'm going to roll a 6 again.
Okay. Missile fire. Herrick, but he's not fast enough to go before them. So that means it's going to be the archers. And actually, wait for a second. I think the he's gonna go to missile fire. Herrick is. Or not Herrick, Custard. Nice. Okay, so they're not in short range though. Okay, so two arrows come from here, fly into the archery pack, and both hit, but no bugbears go down on the shots. All right. However, that is going to result in about half of the archers are going to fire out here instead of at you guys. So we'll do 3 out here and 4 over there. So a stir is hit once. That's it. Okay. And then the other half are coming after you guys. Klum is not going to get the benefit of any cover from bugbears because they're all dead. I'll give Chiron 10% because he's got one guy kind of behind him. And I'll give Lucas 25% because he does have one on that guy, on that side of the horse. I'll make it. Yeah, it's 25%. Okay, so. All right, so. See who they're attacking each one. So this one is on Klum, then Chiron, then Klum, and Lucas. So one on Lucas. Both shots are potentially hitting the bugbear. And one does. So this bugbear here gets hit once by one of his friends. Okay. Then we go to Klum.
I am
the farthest away. Yep, 10% chance for cover. 4 shots total. No, no, and no, no. So all potentially on you. Missed, and missed. Ooh, that was really bad rolling there. Okay, so they all missed you. And then Chiron has one guy shooting at him with no chance of cover. Oh no, he was supposed to have 10%, wasn't he? That's funny. Yeah, so he's at 10% chance of cover. Neither one is hitting cover, and they both missed him anyway. Okay, so the bugbear's all fired. Klum and Chiron, another one of them, got hit. The bugbear fighting Lucas got hit. So they were summarily ineffective, and they hit a Sturd once. A Sturd shot them during missile fire, so they, 3 of them fired out here instead of firing at you guys. Basically, he drew their fire. Okay, and we're in melee 9. 8. 7. 6.
6.
Okay.
I'm going to attack the guy who got arrowed.
Go ahead, and you can attack. If you want to move to here, you can attack this guy. And one dagger to start with?
Yeah,
one straight 6. That's a miss, okay. I give a small chance that he's going to rotate on you. No, he's going to stay focused on Chiron, which I'm sure Chiron's probably doing this. So he's not hitting you in the back.
4.
Say again?
4.
Okay, so she's trying to help you, but she's not being much help. All right?
So it's only...
Yeah, I'll give you some whooshes.
It's only 10 points of damage, but it's 8 points. It's 1 point of strength.
Okay.
10 points of damage.
And he did not survive the structural. So down he goes.
Okay.
Okay. You guys have been very effective. It's actually going really well. I'm surprised.
Well, it's mostly because all the arrows are hitting your friends.
Yeah, I mean, if they were hitting you, it'd be bad, but not that many arrows are hitting them either, so... But if they were hitting you instead, that would be bad.
I thought it was that bunker.
It's definitely... The arrows have definitely saved us, like, two actions at this point.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Okay. What initiative we're in?
Better off with
I forgot. We're in six. Okay, now we're in five.
Slaughtered these guys by now.
Okay, the bugbear on Chiron goes in five. I assume you're... Okay, are you Shield Fairy? Okay. Okay. He missed. Narrowly shield parried.
And I'm gonna hit AC, and we determined that's it earlier, so 10 points.
Okay, he's still there. He grunts heartily as he is nastily slashed. Okay, and actually we're pretty well done with this round. For the, this guy's supposed to be on the ground, right? Yes, okay. This is the only bugbear that is still on Lucas, and he will attack. You're shield pairing, I assume?
Yep.
What's your AC?
-2.
Okay, he missed with the shield parry. The shield parry makes him miss. Cavalier shield parries are nasty versus bugbears. Okay. Three. Two.
I get my second attack.
Okay, go ahead.
10 to hit. Alright, well, below 10 in this combat. 12 points.
He was
another 1 point structural. I'm hot on the D8 tonight.
Okay, yes, and he was previously unwounded. And he fails his save, so down he goes.
Apparently he used his D8.
Be good for the longsword too. Be a lot of damage.
Yeah. Well, I usually do a lot of damage with the longsword. I never really thought about it.
Okay.
That's a good D8.
Alright, so that ends the round. Hold on, let me check something real quick. Okay, their morale holds. They're going to stay and be slaughtered. Crepidity, as it were. Alright, roll for initiative if you haven't done so already.
Woo, baby!
Running out of melee troops. Okay. Missile fire. Storage is going to fire at the archers again. He's trying to draw their fire. He might actually kill one this round, though. Ooh, both hit. That's actually really good. Okay, so actually he puts down two of the archers because he hit them both last round. Okay, and that's going to help a lot. Also in missile fire, then, they fire. Quick. I think they're thinking at this point Lucas is the most dangerous target. So they're going to concentrate fire on Lucas. see if either one of the two guys on the right fire at a stirred, however. No, they are going to stay with the party, stay with the group. So five archers on Lucas. No cover now. Two hits. We're forgetting to check and see if you fell off your horse. So roll another ride, Roach. But every time you take damage, you have to roll.
I've also not been rolling to avoid damage to myself.
I rolled the last time I took damage.
If you're channeling it through your dagger, you don't take damage.
Okay, that's right.
Only if you do it from your mouth. Potentially, yep.
77.
You might be supposed to make a dex check or something. Is there a check with it? Okay. I think if you're channeling through your dagger, you don't take damage. But you can only do it if you hit, obviously. I'm sorry, say it again.
77.
We'll just assume that for every time you take damage, you roll good enough.
I rolled the last time.
Okay. All right, and so you are hit twice more now for 4 points and 9 points. So you need a ride check at minus four.
67.
And then a ride check at minus nine.
50.
Okay, so you're staying on the saddle. You took a total of 9. Okay, that was just the first set of dice. There's one more yet.
Total 9 or total 30?
You took 9.
Total.
Just now, yep. 9 total. 4 and 5. Okay, and this is the second volley of arrows. 2 hits also. Okay, so you take, now make a ride check at negative 15. You took 6 more.
28.
Okay, and then make a ride check. Take 5 more and make a ride check at negative
10.
20. Okay, so you're still in the saddle after getting hit by 4 arrows. Okay. 1 arrow does hit the horse. Obviously, it's not dead. Okay. And that is all of their action because they all targeted Lucas. Okay, melee 9. 8. 7.
7. I'm 7.
Okay.
So all of the ones around everybody
around you is dead. The archers are the threat. They're here firing. There's one guy here, but Chiron and Plume have him for sure.
I don't think that if I charge the archers, they're going to stay in trouble. I think they're going to run.
Certainly a possibility. I mean, they'll probably scatter. You'll probably pick off one or two of them. And then they might continue to shoot if they scatter. And they can bite. Yeah. They don't have to draw a weapon because they claw bite.
My thinking was I was going to find cover to switch weapons, but I don't think the fight's going to take that much longer. So I'm just going to charge the archers.
So the longer, if you would take cover, they're going to fire at Plume and Chiron.
All right, I'll wheel and charge down.
Do you want to try to go in here, around there?
Through the first wall there.
This one?
Yep.
Okay, so you're riding this way. And what was your initiative?
7.
Okay, so 6. Anybody else in 7, first of all? And we'll go to 6. Okay, the bugbear that's... You're in 6? The bugbear that's here is in 6 as well. Okay? So that's the third time that's happened in this combat. I'm going to give a 1 in 4 chance that he's going to attack Plume instead. No. So he is attacking Chiron. Are you shield parrying?
Yes.
He missed.
And I'm going to hit.
He is already wounded, by the way.
I'm hitting AC 5.
That's what they are.
Five? Yep.
He is still there. You have 2 this round, don't you? It should be 2 this round. Okay.
Yes.
So Plume is up for your first attack. Assuming your attack.
Less damage than my strength bonus.
3.
Say it again.
3.
Yeah.
Cranken. Okay. He's already gone, however. So next would be Chiron.
By 2. His strength bonus is awesome.
Yes, but just for the next time you need your wounds healed.
Yeah.
It's a trade-off.
That's not very good. That's an AC 7.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign, text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095. Franken, okay, and
unless
then Clue.
Seven or less. No, it's
not. Five.
One.
Dude?
Well, I may have misspoke slightly when I said they definitely have him. Okay.
We still have him. We just still working on it.
Yeah, just taking a little time, that's all. It was a rolling melee. One bugbear holding you off. All right. Okay, so it's like 5, 4, 3. Ah, okay. Hold on. Okay.
Is it nighttime?
It is late afternoon, but it's dark in here.
Do I happen to hit a ray of sun on my tablet?
No. Too much. The whole area is in shadow of the mountains, so. It's not my fault. You guys attacking it. You gotta wait and attack at dawn. Okay, anyway. As you round the wagon and are headed toward them, a single bugbear who was crouched behind the wagon bounds up onto the horse slash your back and is attempting to essentially backstab you.
I shoot him.
He misses with both of his attacks, but he is on the back of your horse. Okay. He rolled a 3 and a 1. All
right. I'll swing a wild right elbow.
Okay.
Knock him off my horse.
Do you have one attack left this round? You have 2 for 1. You only use one.
Attack this round.
Oh, you're not attacked this round?
No.
Okay, so then at the end of the round, you may attack him if you wish.
I don't get both, though?
No.
13. For 13 points of damage, that's like round. And 4, so half a point of structure.
Okay, he falls off the horse dead. He is a low hit point bugbear.
Now he's a really low hit point bugbear.
Yes, he is. It was pretty good. If he had hit, it would have been good. It was a good attempt. Okay.
Surprisingly smart tactics for a bugbear, admittedly.
And then you run into the front of the archer pack.
None of them break off and run?
Not yet.
Oh, they don't have time.
Yeah. There is an opportunity for you to take your second attack against the front bugbear, however.
Bet. I have yet to roll for a 10. For 12 points of damage and 5/8 of structure.
You just rolled a 5.
I did. I meant on the D20 low 10.
It's not. That's not how that works, by the way.
Oh, it's not?
You miscalculated. So you rolled a 7, I assume?
On 1.
What did you roll the dice? 5?
For structural?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5.
Okay, that's 1/4.
Oh.
It's D8 minus 4 with 0 or less being 0. So if you roll 4 or less, you do no structural. So okay. 5 is 1/4, 6 is 2, half, 7 is 3/4, and 8 is a whole. Okay. Alright, anyway, so you did 1/4. Alright, and he does throw his bow aside then and will happily claw at your horse since he can't quite get to you at this time. And he will hit the horse twice.
Oh, my horse.
Yes, he's getting pretty nicked up now.
I should have switched to the sword. I'll let you incompetent fools take the arrow.
I think if you had switched to the sword, there's a chance you'd still be fighting. The structural has killed, what, 3? So.
Yeah, but I would have gotten
more damage.
4 more attacks per round with significantly more damage potential.
With yeah, maybe.
Flurry of blows, because I haven't rolled below a 4 on initiative all combat.
Okay, anyway. If you got that many attacks, you probably would have fallen off your horse.
That's possible.
Okay. So, I forgot where it is. That's the end. Okay, that ends the round. Roll initiative. So we've got one bugbear that's facing off with Chiron and Plume.
Actually, I might not be able to close on horseback. I feel like I remember that.
I think that's possible.
I use a bastard sword.
So, missile fire.
Well, it starts at 9.
What starts at 9? Anyway, missile fire.
I'm a
I get it now. Okay, anyway, two of the archers are going to fire at Lucas. And you'll get 25% cover from the bugbear that's in front of you. So four shots, no cover, no cover, cover, and no cover. So three shots on you. One hit. Roll your eye check at minus 6.
I'm at 82.
Okay. And you take 6 more points of damage. And then one of the shots on the bugbear in front of them. And it missed him. Okay. And a stirred.
I should have started purging this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, you got 10 points.
He's going to shoot two of them.
That was the second one.
And he hit once. So he heavily wounded one of them. Okay.
It doesn't include Kareem Hunt or Garrett Wilson, does it?
Okay. Lucas is probably the only one who sees it, but Herrick steps from behind the wagon edge here and does some kind of a spell that is, it's like a wind shout type thing where he basically yells at the bugbears, but there's obviously shredding wind that comes back and hits all three of these archers.
Does it shred their bowstring?
No.
That's what it sounded like.
That was not necessarily the right button.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Okay.
That was the like that.
Here we're gonna try this one.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, and the two bugbears that Astrid previously shot both go down. And the other one stands. Okay. Then we're in melee. 9, 8, 7. Okay, in 7, Herrick advances on the guy that he wounded with his breath in missile fire, and will attack with a spear. And hit!
Do we have two dragons? This is a sound dragon.
And he killed him. Okay. And then 6, melee 6.
You're in melee 6. Oh, I'm in 6.
Okay, you have a guy in front of you.
What?
You have a guy in front of you. He's significantly wounded, but he is not dead.
I'm checking.
That's a big dice. It barely goes through the two.
19 on the dice.
Did you check it in advance to make sure it would go through?
No.
That's a hit?
I just bought it. I was honestly, I didn't even think of the dice tower when I was buying it. I was just like, I want a big dice.
Okay.
Luckily it broke. 12 damage.
Okay, he goes down.
There you go. Only took 4 attacks.
Are you counting her too?
No.
4 of you and 2 of her. 6 total. Okay. All right. So all of the melee bugbears are down.
You've been counting your
Yeah.
Yeah. He got two last round. Missed with both of them.
No, I did. I mean, hit with one. I did minimum damage. And,
oh, okay.
And then missed with the other.
Okay.
Bookers have not broken morale yet.
No.
They're not scary.
Crazy.
They are pretty hostile. Are pretty bestial. Okay.
Slaughtered like 80% of them. They're intelligent enough.
With very little effort, I might add.
I mean, I don't know about that.
It's been like, what effort?
It's been like 5 minutes.
Little loss, little damage, little.
Okay,
damage.
So.
I've taken a decent time. I think an over 30 points.
The problem is you make yourself the target.
Yeah.
All right. So, we're in, that was in six. We're in five. Okay, we're in five. He took out the guy in front of you.
Go after Lucas.
Okay. Do you want to follow around the same way he went, or do you want to go through the hole?
Clum will go to the next opening.
All right. So you'll be there. Let's see. By two. So we'll see how that goes when we get there. So we're in five. Then we go to four.
Four. I'm four.
Okay. You have a guy that's claw biting your horse in front of you. You have a guy that's behind him that is going to claw bite this round.
Is the guy that's biting my horse, that's the guy that I already hit, right?
Correct. He is significantly wounded.
Thinking maybe I should try to let my horse kill him first. But I don't know where my horse goes.
Well, he has missed several times in this combat. One round he missed three times in a row, so.
Alright, I'll just hit him. That's cocked. Seven. That probably still hits.
Yep.
It definitely does. That's my first number 10. 12 points.
He dead.
Oh, he's super dead.
You hacked him to death. Wait, I'm checking to see if he made a save. He did not.
I crushed
him. So you hacked him to death and crushed him at the same time.
It's more of like a... not really a lot of squish. I'm over the cracking of the skull.
There is a special page with all kinds of melee weapons on it. See if there's a massive. Here we go. Club hit. There you go. That was it right there. That's pretty good. It's pretty, yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Down he goes. Okay. And in returning fire, this guy will jump up and claw bite. And he is going to all on you.
You're three sixes right there.
Yep. Claw, missed. Shield parry was successful. Oh, okay, the bite. Okay, claw, also missed. The bite, missed. That's terrible. Almost rolled better on the d6s.
Can I take my second attack on him?
Yes, you may.
I definitely hit for 10 points.
Okay.
And... 2 points of structural damage.
Two quarters?
There, yes.
Yeah, or one half.
2 points of structural damage. Gosh.
10 points, you said?
Yes. 15 points. Sorry, yeah, 10 points. 10 points of damage.
10 points of structural damage.
15 points.
Okay, and also in two, which is right when you're kind of coming up in here, another bugbear comes from below the wagon and is jumping on you to try to do the horse backstabby thing. These rogue bugbears have not yet been effective. So Percy's jumping up on the horse. Okay. He is poorly balanced, to say the least. Okay. And he's going to try to stab you with his weaponry.
Going to get a negative for being poorly balanced.
Yes. And he missed with one, the sword, and he hit with the dagger. Two, and two is four, times two is eight. 8 points of damage. And you need to roll, now, significant ride roll reduction.
80.
I think you fell off.
Really?
Yes, I'm pretty sure, because the other guy hit you too. You just did eight. Your chance was what? 91? Yeah, and you attacked twice. Yeah, you fell. Your fault. Well, I'm sorry, you're loose in the saddle. It doesn't mean you fell immediately. You're loose in the saddle.
Okay. Is attacking reduce it too?
Yeah. What? It reduces it by your strength bonus to hit.
Wow.
So, roll another ride roll with the same negative. If you fail, you're falling.
Okay. 25.
Okay, so you're on the saddle, you're on the horse, but you're loose in the saddle, which means you technically do not have control of the horse. You're up there, but you're not.
This guy's gonna get it.
Controlling. Okay. And then he winds up actually on the other side of the horse on the ground.
Did he land on his feet?
No, he's like on his side on one arm. And the horse has not attacked yet, so the horse will attack him.
Kill him.
Hit. And hit. Okay, that's pretty good.
Kill him, sunshine.
You might kill him because they have low hit points. That's almost max. Ooh, it's going to be close. Exactly. So he stomps him into the ground. I don't know. Is there a horse stomping noise? I don't think so.
We'll just use the base one again.
We'll just use this.
Yeah, that was the hoof.
That was nice. Okay. And so you charge up, and what you see is everyone is dead. What's your charge in there?
Lucas is okay. Drenched. I just imagine blood, gore, brain matter.
Roll a d20, if you would.
That's the thing about using the mace.
16.
Okay. Your wisdom is what? Like 11 or something?
10.
Okay. All right.
That's the thing about using the mace is...
Oh, I spear hit.
It's messy.
Yes, it is.
Especially for Lucas, there's so much kinetic energy that...
Okay. So I think... Now we can play it. Should we wait for Aaron to play the 8-bit victory?
Yes.
Oh, we need to get back to that right screen. I gotta go back
Lucas
there. Anyway.
Wipes... bugbear brain off his armor, off his helmet.
Okay. Well, we're going to play it anyway, and then we'll play it again when he comes back, because I want to hear it. Here we go. This is it.
I'm going to stop the music. Okay. I like how it's the same big brain music from.
But it's 8-bit.
But it's 8-bit.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, and it gets quiet.
I'm going to start looking for the woman.
Okay. Yes. So roll a d20, first of all.
6. 9. Still makes my wisdom. If that was the
so here's what's funny. So I always roll a check myself so you don't know what you rolled was the for wisdom checks or whatever. And I just realized when I rolled his that I forgot to do that for yours. And then I rolled a natural 20. You're oblivious. She really did not see anything. Okay, anyway, what you see is there is a small contingent of bugbears, 3 or 4 in number, and they have broken away from the group and had essentially routed, and they're going that way, from back here somewhere going that way. But then as you look around, you also notice that this clearly was a human and halfling caravan, and there are a number of dead bodies here, and they've basically been piled up, but there is a woman here, who looks like she may be alive. She is not with the others. She is laying on the ground, maybe unconscious, and I'm going to assume you see her stir slightly.
Okay. How far are the bugbears?
Not super far. They're probably maybe 50 yards and clearing the underbrush, so they're headed out into the valley.
Do I think I can chase them down on horseback?
Oh, easily. I mean, it'll take a minute to clear the underbrush. Once you do that, if they're up there on even remotely open terrain, they won't stand a chance. Okay. The problem is you will be on open terrain. Yeah. So if they're running to friends or if something else is in the area, that was the whole point of trying to avoid the valley. Yeah. But they're taking that risk because they just got annihilated. So
it's just a question of whether or not they're looking for they're going for reinforcements.
That is the question, yes. Okay, I'm going to assume Chiron's coming up. I know he's wherever he's at, whatever. So he's joining. And by the time he gets there, if you want, you could have checked the woman to see how bad. So she is alive. She's bleeding to death. So you could stop her bleeding.
Lucas is going to shout.
I don't think you
Chiron
have healing, but.
To take care of the woman, and then he's going to go after the bugbears.
Okay. All right. So you say, take care of the woman. I'm going after the bugbears. And then you charge up that way. Okay. Meanwhile, Astarte also has advanced. Herrick. Okay.
If Astarte is there by that point, I'm going to yell at him to follow me. I can use his help. All right, people.
let him get on the back of the horse.
He'll follow you, but he's not gonna get back horse. Okay. Yeah. So he takes. So Luke is taking off after the fleeing bugbears. Astrid is running off after him. So these two are pulled away a little bit. What? What is it?
Burnt his cinnamon rolls.
Oh.
I was remembering one time when I went over to his house and he made monkey bread, which is like soft cinnamon bread, and he burnt it to a crisp.
It was charred.
I have a picture of it on my phone.
I do too.
So one time, it must have been late or whatever, and Sherry like wanted a pizza, and she put pizza in the oven, and then she totally forgot about it, and like at like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever, I got up and got the pizza that was in the oven. So you can imagine, it was literally like a black disc. You could have thrown it as a frisbee. Oh yeah, that's awesome, actually. I mean, the inside might have still been good.
It was not. We tried.
It's worse than I remembered.
Aaron's not the monkey bread.
The worst part is, so I sent this to Charlie, right? And when I was leaving to go to Aaron and Caitlin's house, I was so excited about this monkey bread. And I was talking to her on the phone about it as I was leaving. I was like, I really like monkey bread. I'm really excited for this monkey bread he's going to make. And he burned it. It was inedible. I was heartbroken.
I don't know if you remember this or not, but when you were a little kid, your mother would like always burn the rolls and you guys would pick on her about it. And I had to put it into it finally to stop picking on it. But like always, always. And to this day, Ariana will not eat the bottom of the roll, even if it's not burnt. Because when she was little, that it was always burnt and she just got trained. So now she won't eat the bottom of the roll.
I remember one specific instance where I was making mac and cheese. I didn't put the water in it. I think I was like just off getting sick and I didn't smell the smoke and I left the mac and cheese in without the water for the whole 3.5 minutes. Mm. And when I took it out, it was a puck of
mac and cheese puck.
Like macaroni noodles. I took it outside and I turned it over and it just fell out.
Yeah.
In one puck piece that shattered on the ground. And I just fell out. I looked, it was like clean inside. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Because they all melded with each other and didn't
stick to the container.
The cup. Yeah, and so the cup was like mostly clean with just like some ash on it.
So, that's bad.
Yes.
It tastes good, but like that's extremely dry.
This is not a huge surprise. I've heard of dried fruit. I'm not sure about dried cinnamon rolls. That's funny. Okay. Oh my goodness, it's getting late. All right. So the woman was unconscious. You stopped her bleeding. Okay. And then Chiron is rushing over. Okay. You can make a healing roll and see if you can bring her to consciousness.
No problem.
Okay. How many hit points?
Oh, forgot about that part. Uh, 17.
Okay, so she is fully conscious. In fact, she is mostly healthy.
Nice.
And then she sees the pile of bodies that represents her former family and friends, and now she is completely distraught. She's wailing, like in despair.
That's not good.
Okay. Herrick will try to console her the best he can. Don't lose music. What happened to the music? Check out Prince Albert and the Yellow Dragon on Kindle Readers. Okay. Meanwhile, you charge through the brush. As you hit...
I switched my sword, is that right?
You can, but it definitely will slow you down.
Okay, I'm going to do that anyways.
Okay. So, by the time you get to the brush... They have broken out into the Valley of Red Death, Valley of the Red Death, and you can see it's fairly open terrain, step, flat, stone, low-level, like, mosses, lichens, short, almost like brittle brush, basically, that grows on what basically looks like a smooth lava rock terrain. Okay. But they are, by the time you hit the edge of the brush with your sword out, they are over 100 yards out onto it. So,
can I see where they're going?
They appear to be breaking out straight across it, probably for the other side. There are trees and stuff on the other side, about a half mile away. Okay.
Cross.
Great. A stirred comes up next to you.
I don't think it's worth it.
I can maybe pick off one or two from here, but they'll get out of range before I can get them all.
I'm not sure it matters.
Plus, I won't get my arrows back unless we're going out there.
Your call, I suppose.
Yeah. If they deserve to die, we'll run into them again.
Something fouler, I hope.
You can hear the woman crying.
I'll wheel his horse and return to the caravan.
Okay. So after he has somewhat consoled her, and like she is sobbing on his shoulder, and she's looking over his shoulder now and then to look at the pile of dead bodies. And there are dead horses here, and there are also several live horses that were collected up at the back of the caravan. And she says, "Did anyone escape? Could anyone have escaped?" Okay. And just to fast forward the storyline a little bit, she prompts a search to find out if anyone escaped. And you will find very shortly that her nephew, both her sister and her brother-in-law's bodies are in the pile, but her nephew, who is an adolescent child, probably 10 to 12 years old,
he's cooked.
Is missing.
No shot.
And so you did not see them have any captives with them, the ones that fled. So they search the wagons, search the area, see if he's hiding in the brush somewhere, whatever. And during that same period of time, Herrick is figuring out whether or not you have enough, you know, the horses that are healthy enough to move any of the wagons or what you're going to do with the woman, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, okay, a stirred will eventually discover a set of tracks. And it looks to be two children, not one. That are heading toward the east, which is the direction you were going to go. You were going to go around the valley, up into the hills to avoid the valley, and the tracks go that way. And based on what he's seeing and what she's describing, he thinks that one of those two tracks belongs to the missing nephew.
While they're doing that.
Okay, also, by this time, Ethan and Richard have joined you up at the caravan as well.
Who is Richard?
The young man that you guys stole from Von Break.
Oh, I think I was zoned out during that. But I do remember that.
That was a long.
You should listen to it on the podcast.
I'm going to collect any. Do the Bugbears have pouches?
Yes.
So I'm going to collect their pouches.
In fact, they have a surplus of pouches now because they have the pouches of everyone that was in the caravan.
I'm going to collect their pouches and give a cursory glance to see if there's anything that stands out. Otherwise, I'm just going to give them to the woman.
Okay. Not really. It is kind of painfully obvious which ones are the bugbear pouches themselves and which ones belong to the caravan people. But she just throws them all in a wagon for now, safely. So one of these wagons has all of her worldly goods in it, basically. And Ethan is asking her, like, where they're from and where they're headed and what the plan was. And by now, Chiron hasn't had a chance to check all of the dead bodies and make sure that everyone is actually dead. And that is the case. Okay. And then also during the perusal of the bodies, Ethan, so three of the bodies that are among the dead bodies are halflings, not humans. And he recognizes one of the dead bodies and says that, and he asked the woman if they were being escorted by a group of halflings through the area. And she says, yes. And then he says he thinks he knows who the other set of tracks is. And so there's a halfling scout named Porvia who worked with these other three who are dead here. And so if the boy that's missing is with her, then he has a half-decent chance of surviving. And they could be headed, could even be headed to Gull's Creek.
So are you suggesting that we track them down?
I mean, they're going the same way we are. The question would be if they were pursued by bugbears, because Porvia and a child versus one or more bugbears could be a problem. Could be a challenge for her.
Suggest that?
So he didn't really look at that because he was looking for if any children hid. But now that he looks, he can tell you that whether or not. So he has to go a little ways out from the wagon area and see. And he does say that, yes, it appears that there were three bugbears that broke off pursuing Porvia and the child.
Okay. If we're going that direction anyway.
So Ethan says that he would very much like to spare Porvia if that's possible. And he would be willing to go after her and has a pretty good idea of where she's going. But the problem is he's not sure he can handle three bugbears.
Is he going to slow down at all if we're going to the same place?
No, you'll actually probably have to move faster than you were moving before to have a chance of catching them. Also, you need to do healing on the horse, if possible.
Me, another cat.
Yeah, just me making him go on.
Remember your healing rolls at minus 4 on horses because they have not—they don't have the same anatomy as humans.
I have a thing that gives me full healing. I think it's the full healing roll when I'm doing healing.
Okay.
From being a talent exclusive.
Okay.
And 21.
Nice. Okay. Horse is virtually unscathed, although your wounds can reopen if strained, but otherwise they're pretty much. Astrid could use a little. He got shot once.
We really need a cleric.
What?
For what?
The non-healing covered. To. I have 87 hit points.
Well, just don't use them all in one combat.
And he still didn't bring
just function like a first and second level fighter. Just take like no more than 15-20 points per combat.
Who else are you healing, Harry?
Astrid. He got shot.
25.
He is at full.
I took 39. I did well over 100.
Oh yeah, no, I understand.
Like I'm operating at extremely high efficiency. It's just
okay. So the bottom line is, you have a bit of a dilemma brooding here. You've got Porvia and the boy headed up into the hills in the general direction that you wanted to go, being pursued by three bugbears, more than enough to kill and eat them if they're caught. You have a woman survivor who needs to take a wagon on, and it's not going to work to go up the way you're planning going. Wagons don't go that way.
She's cooked.
Anyway.
One lone woman in a wagon full of gold. Traveling through
debatably
the
full of gold,
Red
but
Death.
Okay. So, what do you want to do? She offers to hire you to take her somewhere safe.
Don't have time for that.
Her nephew.
She would like to see her nephew saved. Yes.
Why don't you just be dead?
You just come with us and. That's probably not a good idea.
I mean, if that's my only option to survive, then that's what I'll do, but...
I'm really thinking that it is.
Remember, what is our end? Or not end.
We're going to the village.
You're going to Gull's Creek. Gull's Crossing, actually. Sorry, I keep saying Gull's Creek. It's Gull's Crossing. To find a lead on Astrid's long-lost love.
Who went,
gypsy princess that went missing, basically.
And we have to go to the volcano.
Yes, which you haven't actually discovered is there yet, which you're about to.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, so we're going to go after this kid, and if this woman would like to come with us, that's great. Or she can take her chance in a wagon alone, full of pouches, traveling through the valley of the Red Death.
Ethan says, or
we could send.
I could guide her onto her destination. I'm not sure with a wagon how comfortable I'm doing it alone. Herrick says, I could potentially go with you. How far is it? He says, less than a day. But it's due west, the opposite direction of where we're headed. Richard says, there is considerable risk involved, but I might be able to do something. Either I could go with her to help keep her safe going west, or I might be able to catch up to the bugbears. It's risky because if I'm spotted, I'm, for my kind, I'm rather weak.
What is he?
He may be a dragon. There have been subtle innuendos.
Oh, yeah, I remember the information that my character doesn't know now. I did not remember that before. Nobody actually knows.
I don't think anybody, it's even really been hinted at. I don't think anybody in the party knows. Except
well, I'm saying during the day's walk or whatever, there have been some subtle, like, he may not be human, let's just say that. Ethan says, safer I take the boy with me. We'll take the woman on through, and you guys save Porvia and the boy. If you save Porvia, she can easily get you to Gull's Crossing.
We can track them, but if we lose the trail, we won't know where we're going.
Stern clears his throat. I've never lost the trail of three bugbears moving in the woods before. Even over that rock terrain, it'll be obvious.
Well, that's to assume the bugbears never lost them.
Oh, lost Porvia and the boy. Yes.
Well, if the bugbears lose the trail, now you're tracking two children in the woods over rocky terrain.
Ethan says, and Porvia would probably, assuming she has the time, be making efforts to cover her tracks. Mr. goes, I concede that could be more difficult than I first imagined. Herrick says, maybe Ethan should go with you guys and I should go with the wagon. Richard says, it seems we have a lot of options. None of them very good.
Can I peruse the horses that they have?
Yes. There are four remaining, which, assuming Chiron will tend to, for they're all healthy.
Are they all draft?
Yes.
She needs a wagon?
I mean, all of her worldly belongings are in the wagon, so she would be leaving them behind.
Ugh.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can debate it, and we'll pick it up there next time. How about that?
Just in sounds good.
Two weeks.
Debate on either side because we don't want to do anything because someone's going to die because of it.
Yes, and every moment you delay increases the likelihood that Porvia and the boy, whose name is Mark, by the way, Herrick will clarify. What is his name anyway? Because you keep calling him the boy. What is his name? It's Mark. So Porvia and Mark are in.
24.
Porvia and Mark are up in the hills being pursued by three bugbears who want to eat them.
So my thinking was I'd take the woman and all the draft horses and do the Prince Humperdinck thing. And I don't know if any of you get that right, but they ride the four horses and jump between them as they get tired and just scatter there and back and get back as fast as possible. Because I can move really stinking fast on a horse. I could probably cut it in like half a day, but the problem is, one, I'm not entirely sure where I'm going, and two, she wants a crab.
Yes, I mean, people don't want to give up their entire personal belongings. You might be able to get her to get down to just some sentimental belongings. I think like a grandfather clock and...
All right, you carry it.
No, there's no grandfather clock. I was just being funny. But, you know, like a diary and family heirlooms and stuff like that. And then somebody is like, to just give her a bunch of money to pay for buy all new stuff when she gets there.
I mean, she's got all the pouches.
Yeah, might be enough.
I have extra money I can give her, I guess.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.